towards the end of this week's parsha, actually, as it turns out, that it's the Chamishi, the Aliyah of the day. But there's one pasuk in the storyline, which I've always been somewhat torn by, confounded by even. Not because it's such a difficult pasuk per se, but the way that it's presented in the parasha, what we would say, Mesiach lefi tumo, just Yaakov speaking directly, without pretension, without necessarily any pre-thought, just speaking his mind, is incredibly revealing. And it's also revealing I'll read the pasuk and then you'll just try to understand my mixed emotions about it. It's within his discussion with his wives, with Rachel and Leah, when he feels it's time to leave after 20 years of being in Laban's house, time to go back to Canaan. And he says the following. He first talks to them about how the all of the sheep has been given to him by God through the various genetic engineering tricks that he had done, and the agreement that he had made with Lavan. And then he says the following. Vayomer Eli, right? Malach Elohim b'chalom Yaakov, va'omar hineni. After all this introduction, Yaakov turns to them and says, "And I had a dream. And I had a dream, and in my dream I saw the angel of God who spoke to me, and he said, Yaakov. And I said, hineni, here I am. Vayomer, sa na einecha ure'e. Lift up your eyes and see. Kol ha'atudim ha'olim alatzon akudim nikudim uvrudim. See all these spots that have come on to the sheep, right, in the various forms. Ki ra'iti et kol asher lavan oselach. I've seen everything that Lavan is trying to do to you. Anochi ha'el beit el asher mashachta sham matzeva. I am that God from Beit El 20 years ago that you anointed a monument to. Asher nadarta li sham nader. You made a promise. Remember the promise you made me to come back. So ata now kum tse min ha'aretz hazot v'shuv el eretz molatecha. Now it's time to make good on that promise. Get up, leave, and go home. And Rachel and Leah answer in the positive and the affirmative. What I've always found confounding about this pasuk is that always is a long time, but for a while, what I found confounding, conflicting, is the fact, on the one hand, it's a very damning pasuk. What do I mean by that? We're told of two dreams of Yaakov. One at the beginning of the parsha and one at the end of the parsha. 20 years separate those two dreams. And what separates those two dreams? 20 years and the imagery of the dream. In both dreams, he sees, okay, one is God himself, one's a malach. Perhaps that's also indicative of something. But he sees the Anochi Ha'el Beit El, I am that God. But what leads up to Anochi Ha'el Beit El? In the second dream, he sees sheep, Atudim, Brudim, Nikakudot, the Kudot. And then the angel talks to him. In the first dream, he didn't see sheep, he saw angels. He saw a ladder. He sees angels going up, Malachei Elohim, Olim the Ardimba. We dream what we live. Even Nevi'im dream what they live. Yaakov, when he leaves, is a man dreaming of God. He's dreaming of the heavens. He's soaring.
aspiring to the heavens. Yaakov, when he is after 20 years in Laban's house, is a man who thinks of stocks and options and bonds. That's what he sees. He sees the sheep. And even the heavenly guidance that he's bringing is all about his sheep. What has happened to Yaakov? He doesn't even notice it when he's saying it. This is his dream. You know, this gets back to, I don't know if you've been paying attention, I've been paying attention, to Rav Morty's sicha yesterday with regard to the involvement you are in this world, with regard to Rav Ebner's sicha this past week after Mincha of Rav Elazar ben Arach, who by being in the wrong place, not necessarily a bad place, but a wrong place, can go from HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem to HaCheresh Hayah Libchet Libam. We are influenced by those things around us. We are what we live. That's who we are, even if we are Yaakov. We can go from dreaming of angels to dreaming of sheep. So that's one side, if you will, the damning side. But then there is the inspiring side in those very words. Because after all, he speaks of sheep. He sees sheep. But God talks to him nonetheless. In other words, you can be involved in the world of Lavan. You can be involved in that world too. And at the same time, still be able to have a dialogue with God. You still can be a Yaakov. The Midrash on this very pasuk says, when the Malach says to Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Hineni, so the Midrash says something which also says it elsewhere, in every generation there's a Yaakov. And a very short, cryptic Midrash. The meaning, I think, of the Midrash and its placement here is just that. We are all Yaakovs. We all have to live in this world. The question is, when you live in the world, do you become a Yaakov or do you become a Lavan? They live in the same world. They have the same sheep. They have the same interests, the same material interests. They're both looking after their families. They're both trying to develop their wealth. But are you a Yaakov or are you a Lavan? Are you a person that, even if you dream of sheep, nevertheless, you're also bringing the Malach into your dreams? Or are you a person who only sees the sheep? So this pasuk is indeed a conflicting pasuk. It's damning on the one hand, it's inspiring on the other. And the question is, are we going to be the Yaakov in our generation? Have a wonderful day.